Early on the morning of July 1, 1863, a Confederate division under the command of Henry Heth set out from Cashtown for Gettysburg in search of a supply of shoes. Immediately west of the town, they came upon Buford's Union cavalry drawn up along a shallow ridge, and a sharp fight ensued in and around McPherson's woods. Determined to keep the rebels at bay until Federal infantry could come to his aid, Buford delayed the enemy advance long enough to allow Reynolds' corps to come into line. Before long, however, both armies had begun to converge on the town, and when Ewell's rebels arrived from the direction of Carlisle and Heidlersburg, the Union position along Seminary Ridge became badly outflanked. Driving the Federals back through the town, the Confederates gained Seminary Ridge and the town itself. But the end of the first day's fighting would leave the Federals in possession of the high ground on Cemetery Ridge and Culp's Hill.